Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The upcoming presentation is a two-man power trip of wrestling podcast production.
To the Hogan Era Podcast. I am your host, JP John Pies, right here on the two-man power trip of wrestling's podcasting empire, right here on the TMPT feed each and every week here on the Hogan Era Podcast. We're talking about the greatest moments, matches, and feuds in the history of the golden era of the WWF, which is 1984 to 1993, also known as the beloved Hogan Era, the era that made Vince McMahon a billionaire. When you look at the landscape of wrestling in that era, you had so many great stars, but it all kind of came together with a guy at the top of the pyramid, a guy at the top of the castle, and that is the immortal Hulk Hogan. And this show, of course, we're talking about guys like Roddy Piper, Andre the Giant, Macho Man Randy Savage, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, the Big Boss Man, Dr. D, David Schultz, the Iron Sheik, and the list goes on and on and on as far as what we're focusing on here on the Hogan Era. Now, as far as today's episode, and even last week as well, we're talking at more of the partners or the tag team partners of the immortal Hulk Hogan during this era. Today, we're going to talk about somewhat of a rare one, guy that didn't really team with Hogan too much. They had about 6 matches together as a team and were part of some other things together, but it was really one of those things where this guy was kind of like the 1B to Hogan's 1A, or whatever you want to say, you know, the IC champ versus the world champ, even though Ricky at the Dragon Steamboat, the topic at hand today, the subject matter, is a main eventer, is a star, is a world champion, obviously former NWA World Heavyweight Champion, had one of the greatest feuds of all time in 1989 with Ric Flair. They ran it back in 93, 94 and had some great matches that, you know, they obviously in the late 70s and early 80s, they had some great matches. But Flair Steamboat to me is the greatest in-ring feud of all time. Just you can't top it. Just unbelievable chemistry together. But this Ricky Steamboat was kind of second fiddle, so to speak, to the immortal Hulk Hogan. When Hogan's on top of that mountain, Steamboat kind of couldn't break through the glass ceiling of being the world champion or world champion contender. Even though, and I've interviewed Ricky Steamboat before in the past, and you can check it out on the TMPT archives, that he thought that when Savage won the title, since he beat Savage, we'll get into that a little bit later, at WrestleMania 3 for the Intercontinental title. He thought that he'd be a title contender. He would lose, of course, but he thought he'd be a title contender against the Macho Man and give Savage his win back. It never happened, but it was something he suggested and something that he wanted to do. And even at the WrestleMania 4 tournament, they could have done that, but instead Valentine goes over on him and then Savage goes over on Valentine, and the rest is history. But that would have been awesome. What a rematch that would have been at WrestleMania 4 between Savage and Steamboat. Would have been off the charts. Cool. And then obviously Savage gets his win back from the year before. But as far as Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in the WWF in this Hogan era, the birth of Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, 1985, he joins the fray. He joins Vince McMahon's World Wrestling Federation and really kind of just starts off with a few victories over guys like Tony Russo, Rick Savage, and of course on TV against Steve Lombardi, aka the Brooklyn Brawler, and that was 3-5-1985, beating Brooklyn Brawler in 3 minutes in Poughkeepsie, New York, at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center. Technically speaking, if we want to go prior to the Hogan era, Ricky Steamboat did have one match in the WWF, aka the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, 4/21/1980, Jay Youngblood and Ricky Steamboat, which is a hell of a tag team, former NWA Tag Team Champions, defeated Bulldog Brower and Tor Kamada in about 15 minutes at Madison Square Garden, New York, New York, and that was on the MSG Network. But really, the first match back, 3/2/85, part of the Hogan era, that's when he beat Tony Russo, and then 3/5, he beat Rick Savage, and then Stephen Lombardi on the same date. As we're kind of rolling through 1985 for Steamer, he's getting wins over Buddy Rose and Matt Bourne and Terry Gibbs and R.T. Reynolds and Goldie Rogers and guys like that, and Rusty Brooks, of course, and even guys like The Demon and Jack Armstrong and Moondog Spot and Rene Gallet as he's climbing the ranks of the WWF. Goes to show you, though, they had some pretty good ideas for him and a pretty good thought that, hey, you know, we're going to give him this gimmick of the Dragon, kind of a little bit of a karate gimmick, so to speak. It's definitely going to be a great gimmick. It's definitely going to get him over, but he was very, very popular as soon as he went into the WWF. And really, on 3/24/85, his first month in, he's getting an Intercontinental title shot against Valentine. He wins via DQ, and that was at the Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So they're really keeping him strong. Of course, when they first bring him in, he then a month later, 4/24/85, he gets a tag team title shot with Jimmy Superfly Snuka, and they beat Volkoff and Sheik via countout in Miami, Florida, at the James L. Knight Center. So, you know, he's not winning titles yet, but his first 2 months in, he's getting title shots and he's winning those matches. By hook or by crook, he's winning those matches. He was a part of the first WWF Saturday Night's main event with Wyndham and Rotundo in a six-man tag, defeating George Animal Steel, Nikolai Volkoff, and the Iron Sheik in 6 minutes, 30 seconds. That was at the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, Long Island, New York. As you roll through, he continues to team with Snuka a little bit and getting a bunch of wins. He's got a big TV taping for Primetime Wrestling and All-Star Wrestling back-to-back. He beats Beefcake, 14 minutes, 30 seconds, Maple Leafs Gardens. The next day, or actually really later on in the day, All-Star Wrestling beats Steve Lombardi again, 3 minutes, 30 seconds. That was in Brantford, Ontario. As you're rolling through, he's beating Mr. X, a.k.a. Danny Davis under a hood, Rene Goulet, Johnny Rods on TV. And he's really, you know, he's really kind of making a name for himself. And he's really doing a great job. But I do want to kind of just rewind and just mention this as well, because he's a part of the WrestleMania era. He's very, very popular with those early days and the WWF era. It's funny, like, when you think of that, those guys at autograph signing and stuff, like, man, like, those are the guys that people really fall in love with at those shows. But they kind of like was their first loves as fans, like Tito and, you know, Bundy when he was alive, and Beefcake, of course, and Greg Valentine and Volkoff when he was alive, and Iron Sheik, and of course Hogan, and Mr. Wonderful when he was alive. I mean, these guys were just like the top attractions at these autograph signs, because everyone fell in love with them from the first WrestleMania. And Ricky Steamboat had a great match with Matt Bourne at the first ever WrestleMania. He gets the win in 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And, you know, wish it was longer, but it was a great match for the WrestleMania. So he's a part of the first ever WrestleMania, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. As we roll through, he just, you know, kind of kept his dominant run going. We'll fast forward to the Wrestling Classic, which was technically the second ever pay-per-view for the WWF, 11/7/1985, big time tournament. In the first round, he beats Davey Boy Smith in about 3 minutes. The only thing about this tournament, because there's so many matches, it's that all the matches are so short, but they're all great, but they're so damn short. Here is when Savage gets a big win in the quarterfinals over Ricky Steamboat, beats him in 3 minutes, 20 seconds. This was all at Rosemont Horizon in Chicago, Illinois. Wrestling Classic, two matches for Steamboat, beats Davey Boy Smith, and he loses to the Macho Man. Both great matches, but way too short. Wish they were longer. He had some a bit of a feud here, of course, with Magnificent Morocco and Mr. Fuji, and they kind of exchanged a lot of victories back and forth, wrestling all over this great land, all over all the TV networks as well. But, I mean, that was really a big-time feud for him at the time. He's getting shots against Macho Man Randy Savage for the IC title on house shows, and obviously not winning it as of yet, but he's getting title shots. WrestleMania 2, we'll fast forward to there, 4-7-1986, what the world is coming to. He was a part of the LA Sports Arena, the third part of it, if you will, in Los Angeles, California. Ricky Steamboat defeated Hercules Hernandez 7 minutes and 30 seconds in a pretty good match there as well. And as we roll through and we head into 1987, of course, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat started an immense feud with the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah. Great feud with the Macho Man. Very, very memorable. I'm sure a lot of fans would remember when Savage injured the throat and destroyed him with the timekeeper's bell and the throat on the guardrail. I think everyone would remember that great feud. And, of course, culminating in one of the greatest matches, if not the greatest match, in WrestleMania history, 329, 1987, bigger, better. Pontiac Silverdome, Pontiac, Michigan, WrestleMania 3, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat defeated Macho Man Randy Savage in 14 minutes and 30 seconds to win the Intercontinental Championship. What a show. What a show stealer, if you will, between Savage and Steamboat. One of the greatest feuds of all time, one of the greatest WrestleMania matches of all time. There's no doubt about it. Steamboat would then beat Savage in a ton of house shows on steel cage matches all over this great land before eventually and shockingly losing the Intercontinental title on 6-2-1987 to less than 3 months later to the Honky Tonk Man 4-minute match at the Buffalo War Memorial Auditorium in Buffalo, New York. Great match, albeit short. And obviously Honky Tonk cheats and gets the win there, winning the IC title. Short run, but really, Steamboat kind of asked if he could have some time off. And kind of, not only is it not really granted, it's one of the things where it kind of got him in some heat. And that's why they went into a different direction. Honky Tonk Man wins the Intercontinental title, even after that epic Savage win for Steamboat. So quite an interesting run there for Steamboat as it kind of gets cut short with the match. Well, really with Honky Tonk Man beating him and holding the title for 400 plus days and being the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all times. There's, of course, Survivor Series 1987, 11-26, 87, Beefcake, Jake Duggan, and Savage, and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat defeated Danny Davis, Hercules, King Harley Race, Ron Bass, and the Honky Tonk Man, 24 minutes. That's, of course, Survivor Series 87 from the Richfield Coliseum in Richfield, Ohio. Steamboat does beat Honky Tonk Man on a bunch of MSG shows and a bunch of house shows, but that's all by TQ. So basically, you know, he doesn't get the Intercontinental title back. Then he starts a little bit of a mini feud with Rick Rude, and they're having a lot of double countouts on house shows and putting on some great matches. On Superstars, he's getting a victory on a house show in 1988. He's losing to the Honky Tonk Man. Then he's losing to Rick Rude. And then, of course, a part of WrestleMania 4, his last match in the WWF for about 3 years, almost exactly 3 years, 3/27/1988. Greg Valentine defeats Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in 9 minutes. Great match from WrestleMania 4. What the world is watching. The Trump Plaza Convention Center there in Atlantic City, New Jersey, part of the WrestleMania 4 tournament. That was the first round that Valentine defeats Steamboat. And then obviously we would not see Steamboat again for 3 years. And he returns as quite simply the Dragon. And as they gave him the very, very interesting and colorful outfit and kind of a new look and, you know, really cool and really memorable. And him shooting the fire and really being that fire breathing dragon was very cool. But I don't know, to me, it's like, I know they kept calling him the Dragon, but come on, he's Ricky Steamboat. Everyone knows him as Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. You can't just call him the Dragon. But hey, it is what it is with the steamer. And he did have quite an awesome run there as he returns and he wins, you know, a ton of matches, pretty much all of his matches here in 1991. Not a part of WrestleMania 7, even though he really kind of should have been. I mean, kind of an odd thing, but not really sure why he wasn't. Considering, you know, how many guys are on the card and how many guys they can put on the card. And, you know, there was a ton of matches, and we kind of made it there. Maybe he wasn't a part of the plans, I guess, if you think about it. But, I mean, he's there in time. He's able to wrestle. He should be on the show. But he was not on the card for WrestleMania 7 in a match. Damn, he probably should have been, and definitely should have been looking back. Kind of, I guess you'd call it a little bit of a miscarriage of justice, if you will. You know, he returns on 311. The show is on 324, so maybe not enough planning, but hey, I would just throw him on the show anyway. I mean, geez, at least you could do. But he gets a bunch of victories and a bunch of wins, and he's really fighting Haku in the Brooklyn Brawler a lot, and the legendary Dusty, a.k.a. Dale Wolf. He's defeating Smash on MSG, and as we're rolling through, he's really not facing many losses at all. He's really got a huge winning streak throughout 1991. He's a part of the SummerSlam Spectacular in 7/29/91 from Worcester, Mass. Bulldog, Dragon, and Texas Tornado defeated the Orient Express, Sato, Kato, and Tanaka 3-on-3. He then goes on to win matches over Paul Roma and the Barbarian and Colonel Mustafa. And as we kind of just roll through, and Kato, and it was because we roll through and get the SummerSlam itself, the big pay-per-view, SummerSlam 91, British Bulldog, the Dragon, and Texas Tornado defeated Power and Glory, which is, of course, Hercules and Paul Roma, and the Warlord in about 11 minutes, a match made in heaven, a match made in hell, SummerSlam 1991. And that was a good one. Great match, really, to open up the card there between the six-man of Bulldog, Texas Tornado, and the Dragon. Big time win there. And it's interesting because he doesn't lose. I mean, he just keeps winning all the way through, beating the Skinner a bunch, beating Barry Hardy, beating the Warlord, beating Brian Costello, really just beating the Skinner a ton of times. And his only loss in that whole run, his last match is 10/20/1991. And, of course, his last match until he comes back to WWE many, many years later. But his last match is a house show in Saginaw, Michigan. He loses to the Skinner, which was really his only loss of the entire run. So I don't know really what they were planning on doing with him, what they wanted to do with him. But he only lasts there for about 7 months total during that run in 1991 and makes his way back, of course, to the WCW and has a legendary run there until the end of his career, really. In 94 until he returns in the 2000s in the WWE. So, of course, Steamboat, one of the greatest of all times. What an absolute legend, a WWE Hall of Famer. He is just a huge icon in the business. One of the all-time greats, probably one of the greatest baby faces of all time. Quickly, just want to run through as far as Hulk Hogan and Steamboat, the matches that they had together. 8/23/1985, Hogan and Steamboat defeated Fuji and Morocco in Detroit, Michigan. 2/22/86, Hogan and Steamboat defeated the Heenan family, Bobby Heenan and King Kong Bundy in 16 minutes on a house show from the Met Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. On 3/28/1986, a 3-on-2 handicap match, Hogan and Ricky Steamboat defeated Johnny V, Mr. Fuji, and Magnificent Morocco from Pittsburgh, PA. There's another 3-on-2, same match from Buffalo, New York, which was on 3/29/1986. Of course, Hogan and Steamboat get the win. Finally, they finish up their trifecta of matches on 3/30/86, where Hogan and Steamboat get the win again against Valiant, Fuji, and Morocco in 10 minutes, part of the Philly Spectrum taping on the Prism Network, Philly, PA, the last match that they had together. 1/5/1987, you'll hear this on the end of the show. It's a dark match, part of Superstars taping number 21 at the Brendan Byrne Arena in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Hogan and Steamboat defeated Randy Savage and the Honky Tonk Man. This match actually ended up airing on the International Wrestling Challenge show. So Ricky the Dragon Steamboat will go down as one of the all-time greats. This was a great run in the WWF. Perhaps could have been better. Perhaps could have been higher up on the card. But the Dragon is a legend nonetheless and was an Intercontinental Champion in the Hogan era, which was the number two title, which was the Workers title, which was the elite title in the WWF behind the World Heavyweight Championship, which was dominated for almost 1,500 days by the immortal Hulk Hogan. So let's wrap it up and head towards the plug. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check the website, tmptempire.com. Get a Hogan Era shirt, tpublic.com/store/ TMPT. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you right back here next week for a little Hogan Era Podcast. We'll see you next week, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website, TMPTEmpire.com. And buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother.
This is the main event of the evening. It is scheduled for one fall to a finish. Introducing first the manager, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. And Elizabeth. Here is the tag team combination, introducing first from Memphis, Tennessee, weighing 243 pounds, the Honky Tonk Man. His partner from Sarasota, Florida, weighing 239 pounds, the Intercontinental Champion, Randy Macho Man Savage. And their opponents, from Hawaii, weighing 237 pounds, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. His partner from Venice Beach, California, at 302 pounds, the World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion, Hulk Hogan.
Yes, indeed. This capacity crowd has come alive. The Hulkster, along with Ricky, the Dragon Steamboat, to do battle against the tag team combination of the Honky Tonk Man and, of course, the Macho Man, Randy Savage. We're going to find out who the real men are here in this one. Now, Bruno, let me ask you, in terms of strategy, wait a minute, I think the referee was just struck. I think he was struck on the back of the head, but by a chair thrown in by either the Macho Man or the Honky Tonk Man, I'm not sure which.
I missed that because I was just on my way back, but I wouldn't put anything past either one of these two.
Well, you gotta get the chair out of there or someone's really gonna get knocked. Honky Tonk in the ring. Oh, right into the front of Hulk Hogan. Honky Tonk snapped over. What a chop by the Dragon. Look out, here comes Miller right outside.
Well, you know, Steamboat's really fired up, and Savage isn't too anxious to mix it with him right now. Look at the Honky Tonk Man. He just took one of Hogan's mighty rights.
Oh, my, and down he goes. Just punch up from behind. Well, Dragon was looking at him the whole time. Look at that.
He wants up to tag, but look at Savage. He won't tag.
Savage did not want to tag in a moment ago, but the Honky Tonk Man took over. Oh, my. Cover. One, two. Honky Tonk is tough. Again, Savage going for the Macho Man. Caught off guard. And again, Honky Tonk. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Charging Savage and just barely misses.
Savage doesn't seem too anxious, does he, to get in there and mix it up a little.
No, indeed not. Tiger's made on the other side. Wait a minute, what's he doing? What's wrong? Elizabeth hasn't done anything. Macho Man out there. From behind it comes Hulk Hogan. Wait a minute, Savage is caught again. Legal tag was made. Back body drop. In the air, the Honky Tonk Man. Ooh, boy! Half and over goes Honky Tonk. Savage in control again. Make that steamboat. Hogan going after Savage, keeping an eye on him. And Savage's not even close to where he should be in his own respective corner.
He's everywhere but where he's supposed to be.
Keeping his eye on, one eye on Hulk, the other eye, of course, on the Dragon Ricky Steamboat. And I don't think Savage wants to have anything at all to do with either one of them.
Very obvious. He's jumping over the top rope. He's just running everywhere but making any effort to go to the ring at all.
Wait a minute. Down. One, two, and... Whoa, so close. About two and a half there. Honky Tonk takes another shot. Leg sweep. Tiger's made. Here comes the Hulkster.
But you know, Honky Tonk is taking quite a shellac, and he's getting no relief. You know, he's in there all the time.
And they're going to bring up a very interesting point in terms of tag team competition. We see no coordination, no teamwork whatsoever with the Honky Tonk Man and the Macho Man.
None whatsoever. And I'll tell you what, the Honky Tonk Man can only last there so long against a champion and a very fired up Ricky Steamboat. So if Savage doesn't try to do his part, they're surely going to lose.
I think the Honky Tonk Man wants to start things over. Locking up now with a Hulkster. Rick in the eyes and in the face. Honky Tonk hammering away on the Hulkster. Ooh, my. Another right. Another. Honky Tonk hammering and hammering on the head of... Oh, wait a minute. Savage perched on the top rope a moment ago. Back down now. Honky Tonk's been rocking and reeling all right. But the hard way. Steamboat tagged in. Ooh. Honky Tonk. Better tag his partner Savage or it's going to be all over soon.
Trouble. You know, he's been in there against both of these guys now for this. He's the bell rang. And he's really been worn out. Look at Savage. Attempts. Pretends, but he won't come in. Won't come in. Boy, he's showing his true colors, isn't he?
Off the rope. Over. Uh-oh. Referee asking Savage whether or not he interfered. And, of course, Savage is denied. Savage, we saw him. Now the tag is made.
Sure, he comes in now because he sees Steamboat is hurt.
Down into the back. Macho Man with the Dragon all over him now. Oh, come on. Get the top run. He's shaking him. Oh, he snapped him off. The knee. The head to the knee. Savage wants to make the tag. Uma. Oh, come on.
See, now they got Steamboat hurt. Now they'll make quick tags on him. And Steamboat is in serious trouble.
Now, earlier on, we were making reference to Honky Tonk and Savage having no coordination, but they seem to be getting it together now.
Well, they're getting it together now because Savage finally, after he cheap shot at Steamboat and saw his hurt, now he was anxious to come in because he knew he'd have the upper hand. So now they're working as a team and well, only because Steamboat has been hurt and Savage finally made
it. Oh, what a kick! Oh, wait a minute. Savage has him. Oh, come on! Come on, ref! Savage is everywhere. Savage is going right back to the dressing room, I think. Hawks are back on the apron. Oh, no! Honky Tonk slammed the Dragon on the outside of the ring. Savage moving in. Look at that. What a snake. Hawks are out there with Savage. Hawks are in the ring. Savage out of the ring. Elizabeth biting her nails.
And look at Steamboat. Steamboat's very wobbly.
No.
I'm surprised Savage hasn't made his move to come in now.
Referee was looking right at it. Listen to these fans.
Steamboat is in serious trouble. Look at the Honky Tonk Man. He's really twisting. Oh,
another Dragon. With another chop. Over, right back at him. Both men down. Hawks are with longer arms than Savage, but neither individual able to make the tag.
Like Honky Tonk Man's going to make it first. I think he's going to attack Savage.
Here comes the Macho Man. Watch it right hand. Honky Tonk down. Macho Man into the Honky Tonk. Trouble, the Hawks just setting him up. Whips him to the rope.
Ooh, what a clutch. I think Ricky's gonna get his shot now.
There we go.
Oh, is he excited? Look at him.
What a shot! Another one! Another one! Going up to the top rope. Oh, the top rope.
Look at Elizabeth. My goodness, is she concerned? She looks like she's in tears.
Steamboat on the top rope. Oh, wait a minute. Look what Honky Tonk just did. Hawkster grabs Honky Tonk. Hammers away on the outside. Oh, what? Wait a minute.
What was that?
Steamboat has the belt. No, it's Savage, I mean. Hanging on. Look at that.
He's taking off.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he's going to leave. Watch. He's going to take off. He won't come back.
Jimmy Hart is caught. Jimmy Hart in big trouble. Honky Tonk Man in more trouble. What's going to happen now? Oh, no.
They're having some good fun now. Jimmy Hart is finally getting what he's had come for a long time. But that's not what Steamboat wants. Steamboat wants Savage.
No question of that. Ooh! Jimmy Hart pulled out. This match, I'm sure, is over some time ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the referee's official decision. he awards the bout as a result of a disqualification to the team of Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Triple H Hulk Hogan.
This capacity crowd on its feet. The Horsemen, along with the Dragon, victorious in the tag team matchup.
Oh,